Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Charles Havkost of the Department of Health and Human Services. He's the program manager for the Grants.gov initiative. And joining us in our conversation is Moore Swick. Well, Charlie, why has this project never been attempted before?
There's been attempts at this, and I mentioned some of the prior work that has been done, the grant streamlining work groups. There's been an interagency electronic grants committee for some years that put together an EDI standard, a public standard, an ANSI standard for grant data. So there's been work in this arena, and yet it's never had the imprimatur of things like the President's Management Agenda, the Quicksilver initiatives, OMB really pushing hard to get an initiative like this going, and also people who are dedicated to it, who work full time. It's their sole job is to work on making grant processes more unified, more simplified, more electronic. So to say it's not been attempted, I think it's been attempted, but this attempt is really one that has focus and has resources and has the political muscle behind it to really make it happen.
What are specifically some of the complexities of the program on the agency side?
Agencies have been doing grants for a long time. And they have processes that have been around for a long time. Agencies have spent a lot of time thinking about how their grants processes and grantees and data they need and outcomes are unique. An agency that makes, say, nurse training grants thinks about how their audience for those nurse training grants are different than a different kind of nurse training grant that's in some other agency. That's just an example. It's good that these grant-making entities have thought about what is their specific goal, what's unique about their grant program. And yet that mindset makes it difficult to think about, well, what's the same about our grant program? What's the same about our process? What's the same about our data? What is the same about all these different grant-making programs? That's not something that people have spent a lot of time thinking about. So this is, we've really had to go in and ask agencies, hey, you know, let's turn the whole thought process up on its head and start thinking about what's the same. I was at Association of Government Accountants meeting last week, and James Champy was on one of the panels, and he talked about the amount of commonality in business processes between organizations that are in the same line of business, and yet they think, oh, well, we're different. Our process is different. Our data is unique. And yet there's an incredible amount of commonality, and so we need to have that discussion. I would say that, of all things, is the hardest discussion, how to figure out what's common among all these grant-making programs and how to leverage that commonality. The technology, there's hard parts about the technology, but that's doable. The technology is available to do what we need to do. It's the wherewithal, it's the stomach to go and say, you know, hey, this is, you know, you're right, these things are the same among the grant-making agencies. That has been the hardest part. It will also be a challenge for agencies that have, for example, in the past said, when you send in a grant application, send in 15 copies. So they put that burden on the grantee, on the applicant. They say, send in 15 copies. The 15 copies come in, and two go to the grant office, and three go to some other office, and then the other 10 get sent out to reviewers. And so they've got these processes that are predicated upon, in some cases, placing burden upon the applicant. And yet if the application comes in electronically, they have to rethink how they're going to do that. And if they decide to go brute force and say, well, we're going to take this electronic application and we're going to print 15 copies so we end up with something that's analogous to what we got from the applicant so we can hand these paper copies off to everybody that has always gotten paper copies, that's going to be a challenge for them. And I think so one of the challenges for the agencies will be to rethink their business process to leverage the abilities that having the application electronically will bring to them.
And how are you working with e-authentication and other cross-agency initiatives?
Well, we're working very closely with several of the e-gov initiatives, and I'll mention specifically e-authentication and integrated acquisition. E-authentication is building a common authentication infrastructure for the government. And, you know, that's just great, because the last thing that I need grants.gov to focus on is, you know, building a password database, managing user accounts. That's a drain on our attention and a drain on our resources that if we can avoid, we will avoid. E-authentication allows us to avoid that drain on our resources. We can focus on the core business of unified way to find opportunities, unified way to apply electronically, and we can use the e-authentication gateway for that kind of authentication purposes and basically have outsourced the account management. We are working with integrated acquisition in much the same way. Integrated acquisition has the business partner network, and part of that is the Central Contractor Registry. And that's a registry of organizations that do business with the government. One of the things we need in the grants arena is a registry of grantee organizations. It helps the agencies identify grantees across agencies. A lot of organizations get applications or make grants to different agencies, get from different agencies. And the other thing is that it helps the applicants' organizations, because they can put the information into the registry one time and use that same information for each grant application. So we're working with integrated acquisition to leverage this existing Central Contractor Registry to be a registry for grant applicants as well. We're also working with GSA to leverage their experience in the FedBizOps system, as that's part of the foundation. It's a collaboration with GSA, between GSA and grants.gov, to produce the unified way to find grant opportunities. So we are working with these external groups for a very parochial reason, because they've got things that we can, rather than rebuild, we can reuse these resources that they have to the benefit of grants.gov, and it allows us to focus on the core business of the initiative.
Let me ask you to be reflective here for a minute. What are some of the successes of the project and even some of the surprises or setbacks you've encountered?
Successes, pieces of this project that I'm really, really proud of and that are amazing successes. One of the things is that part of the success is that we've been able to get some agreement on what were previously considered intractable problems. And the one I'll point up is the data that makes up a grant application. This was, this was a very difficult discussion among the agencies, and every time the topic of what makes up a grant application, these differences among agencies resulted in, you know, a brouhaha in the room and blood on the linoleum, you know? But we were able to, again, you know, taken the somewhat of a path of least resistance. We said, is there a policy standard for a grant application? And there is. The standard form 424 is published by OMB on their website, and it's got that OMB imprimatur on it. And the public data standard for grant data that I mentioned earlier is also, so that's a data standard. So we had a policy standard and a data standard, and they matched. And so that's the foundation for what we've called our core of a grant application. That was to get agencies to agree that this was a good plan and that we had some agreement on what a core of an application is, was a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. I'll also say one of the successes of the initiative is the feeling that we in the initiative had as we developed that plan. It basically all came together in a meeting one afternoon where we were kind of frantic. We had to come up. One of our deadlines was to produce the data standard for a grant application. It's the deadline that had everybody kind of laughing up their cuff. Ho, ho, ho. They can never succeed. No one's ever done that before, and they won't do it now. And we got together in a room, and we were batting this around and came up with this plan. And it was such an epiphany. It was one of those meetings where you say, we've just figured out how the entire government's going to do business. And you don't get that many chances. And I'll say for the team to have that experience is a success in the initiative. To have people from so many different agencies, we've got people from seven different agencies on detail, on full-time detail to the grants.gov initiative, to bring those people together, to bring their ideas together for the benefit of this initiative is itself a success. I'll say that that success in terms of staffing is also presents a real challenge, and that's when people come on detail. Those details are finite details; they have end dates, and that produces a succession planning dilemma that goes beyond anything I've ever experienced before. If you know that, within the next 4 months, 3/4 of the team, their details ends. That's a scary prospect. So one of the surprises is how difficult it is to sustain it in terms of the people and in terms of getting coming with an ongoing funding strategy and a place where everything lives. You know, if we run a system, where does that system run? You know, that's a real tough question for a cross-government initiative. So I would say that that's one of the surprises. I'm not going to admit to any setbacks.
That's a good stopping point. What's the potential for e-grants, and where might this be in 5 to 10 years? We'll ask Charles Habcost to give us his perspective when the Business of Government Hour returns.